Test 7, Part 4. You will hear an interview with Rick Turnbull, who has just left the teaching profession. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
What made you go into teaching in the first place?
Well, my mum was a teacher and it just seemed like the natural thing to do, apart from the fact that I didn't have any other ideas.
I see. And what made you want to leave the profession? Was it the salary? Or was it the fact that you were the only male teacher in the whole school?
Neither, actually. It was mostly the children's behaviour. They were all rude and obnoxious and had no interest in being taught anything.
And why do you think there are so few men in the teaching profession?
The teaching profession? Babysitting would be a far more accurate description. Anyway, to answer your question, it's because there are far more attractive jobs out there. Many of the people I went to school with now work in the city and I envy them.
The city?
The city with a capital C, the area in central London in which the United Kingdom's major financial business takes place.
And do you know why there are fewer male teachers in London than anywhere else in England? Is it the multiracial makeup of the classes? Does it make teaching harder?
No, it's simply a question of finances. Have you looked at house prices in the London area recently? No one on a teacher's salary can afford to live in London.
How about the government's campaign to recruit more men in the teaching profession? Has that borne any fruit?
Not really. More men have joined the teaching profession, all right, but they all went to private schools where the salaries are higher.
But why were they trying to recruit more men in the first place? Surely they didn't think that the falling standards and discipline problems are due to the teachers being mostly women, did they?
Oh, no, not at all. It's just that boys need same-sex role models. Otherwise, they have no one to emulate, and this becomes apparent in all sorts of ways, such as poor exam results. And as to what can be done about that, well, I wish I had an answer for you, but I really haven't a clue. Now you'll hear Part 4 again.
What made you go into teaching in the first place?
Well, my mum was a teacher and it just seemed like the natural thing to do, apart from the fact that I didn't have any other ideas.
I see. And what made you want to leave the profession? Was it the salary? Or was it the fact that you were the only male teacher in the whole school?
Neither, actually. It was mostly the children's behaviour. They were all rude and obnoxious and had no interest in being taught anything.
And why do you think there are so few men in the teaching profession?
The teaching profession? Babysitting would be a far more accurate description. Anyway, to answer your question, it's because there are far more attractive jobs out there. Many of the people I went to school with now work in the city, and I envy them.
The city?
The city with a capital C. The area in central London in which the United Kingdom's major financial business takes place.
And do you know why there are fewer male teachers in London than anywhere else in England? Is it the multiracial makeup of the classes? Does it make teaching harder?
No, it's simply a question of finances. Have you looked at house prices in the London area recently? No one on a teacher's salary can afford to live in London.
How about the government's campaign to recruit more men in the teaching profession? Has that borne any fruit?
Not really. More men have joined the teaching profession, all right, but they all went to private schools where the salaries are higher.
But why were they trying to recruit more men in the first place? Surely they didn't think that the falling standards and discipline problems are due to the teachers being mostly women, did they?
Oh, no, not at all. It's just that boys need same-sex role models. Otherwise, they have no one to emulate, and this becomes apparent in all sorts of ways, such as poor exam results. And as to what can be done about that, well, I wish I had an answer for you, but I really haven't a clue. That's the end of part 4. This is the end of the test. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.